Hi, Mort. It's Kim. Good evening.
Good evening, Kim.
My question tonight is, I've been in the program for 7 months, and I've seen just a couple very, very small changes in my husband. I'm having a problem with myself as far as I struggle with me. There's times where I can definitely do the program 100%, but then there's parts of me that think I don't feel like I'm getting through to him. So, you know, I guess that's the biggest problem for me is he's having an affair, and I know I'm not supposed to say much more than this, but I don't know what to do with him. I've been in this program for 7 months, and do I keep going?
So I'm a little, I think I hear you, but what's your question? What do you do with your husband? I'm not sure what that means.
Yes, because I guess the thing is for me, there's times where, I mean, I've become a much better, stronger person because of you. Thank you so much. And my problem is with him, we're getting close to that your date that you always talk about. And I know you said a affair can last from anywhere from a month to a year. So I guess I'm just scared that I hear often that people in affairs sometimes do get married and do have a wonderful life. And I'm not to go against
your did you say you hear that often?
No, I hear that sometimes that does work out for them. And I guess my thing is that how often does that work out for people? Let's just ask that question, because is it possible that they do find and fall in love and that everything this year I did will have not been for naught for myself, but will have not changed
marriage. So thank you for coming to a question, and I can answer that question. I don't know how well I can answer it, but I can answer it. Look, I'm not, as all of you know, I'm not a research person. You know, I'm not a data kind of guy. So, except for basic statistics, you know, I tend not to remember those kinds of numbers anyway. So I can't answer you with, you know, with data. However, I can tell you that, and by the way, regarding this question, I don't know if there's any, you know, formal data that even exists. You know, that's I don't know. But anyway, I can tell you for sure, and you can validate this if you want to just Google it. It is very rare that affairs succeed long term. The vast majority of affairs blow up. They end. They die. And we can talk in a moment why that occurs. But, you know, you're asking, is it possible? You've heard of people who have affairs and go on to get married. Okay, yeah, you're right. I've heard of it too. It does exist. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm not saying it never happens. But the percentages are very, very small, and it doesn't happen in nearly the number of times that people think it's going to happen, right? In other words, here's really the point. What's really should blow us away is the contrast between the number of people that think that's our future and the number of people where it actually becomes their future. In other words, I've spoken to, you know, must be thousands at this point, of adulterers. 99% of the adulterers think at the time they're having the affair that they've met their soulmate. And this is it. This is who I'm going to be with the rest of my life. I mean, it's maybe 1 out of 100 that just says, you know, I know this is not right. I know this is going nowhere. I'm just having fun. It's like 1 out of 100. Everybody thinks that, like, you know, I've never felt this way before. This is it. Now, you know, of those 99, okay, you know, you've heard of 1 or 2 that go on to actually be together. Maybe. It could very well be. But the vast majority of them end up being quite shocked and feeling quite foolish, frankly. I actually once had a former adulterer in the program who came on a teleconference after I was giving this teaching and said, I just want you to know, and I want everybody else to hear, that what you're saying, and what I'm going to still say in the next few minutes here, about adulterers is 1,000% correct. And he said, it was a powerful moment on this teleconference. I thought he was maybe going to deliver some data that we could all, you know, pocket away. He said, how do I know that? He said, because I was the adulterer. And you're right. I thought I met my soulmate. I thought we were going to be together forever. And you're right. I had worked up this fancy, incredible justification for what I was doing. I had vilified my wife. I had convinced myself that what I was doing wasn't wrong, that even though prior in my life I was generally a good person who was morally grounded, I often analogize affairs to being on drugs. He says, I've done drugs before. It really is a comparable experience. As I look back on it, I see that my judgment, you could see he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed. He was like he couldn't explain what got into him. It was almost like he became possessed, like somebody or something took over his mind and his judgment. And now he was in the program because, the affair blew up exactly as I explained and as he told his story. And now he was in the program because he was trying to rebuild the trust and basically get his wife back, who had lost hope and faith that he was the man that she wanted to be with. And so, is it possible? Does it sometimes happen? It's possible. It sometimes happens. But it's very rare, and the chances are very, very good that your spouse's affair will blow up. Oh, I just wanted to explain briefly, why don't the affairs last? I mean, it's an interesting question, right? You wouldn't say that kind of thing about most other relationships that people enter in their life. I mean, people don't date 100 people in order to find one to be with for the rest of their life. The percentages are much, much higher, when it comes to legitimate relationships. Why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but there's a couple that I think are really fundamental. One is that trust is at the bedrock of a relationship. And these people could never trust each other. I mean, you could trust each other. You could rebuild the trust that you once had. Okay, it was broken because your husband or wife has had an affair or is having an affair, but it could be restored. It could be rebuilt. There was once something there in terms of trust that you could return to. Here in their case, there was never trust. The origin of the relationship is deceit. How could they ever believe that they would not do to each other what they did to their husband or wife? Now, of course, while the affair is going on, they've convinced themselves that that is believable, that I could trust them, that this is different. But as the relationship goes on, somebody usually realizes that we're never really going to be able to trust each other. The second thing is, you've got two people who have really made a very, very big mistake, which is reflective of a significant character flaw. If they're both married, right? So they're both adulterers. If one of them's not married, then that one is willing to have a relationship with a married person. I mean, these kinds of decisions are reflective of substantial character flaws. And people that are that significantly flawed, they might be able to please each other for a while. But ultimately, those flaws are going to catch up to them and destroy their relationship. Usually the people in affairs, well, I would say always, the people in affairs are very selfish. Right, right. How else could they have an affair? I mean, it's an incredibly selfish act. But at the end of the day, real love is not selfish. It's selfless. Right? There's a story of a man who was asked, about his meal. So he says, "Oh, I love this fish." You love the fish, really? You love the fish. You caught the fish. You killed the fish. You filleted the fish. You cooked the fish. That's love. You don't love the fish. You love the way the fish makes you feel. And that's what affairs are. Fish love. And fish love doesn't last. It's all about how he or she makes me feel. But that kind of selfishness is not a mature relationship. In a mature relationship, it's not how my wife makes me feel. It's how, from my perspective, I make her feel. It's not about what I get out of the relationship. It's about how I contribute to the relationship. In Hebrew, the word for love is ahava. It comes from the root hava, which means to give. And the Hebrew is a very spiritual and very insightful language. Right? There's something that's profound that's being taught to us there, which is that the core, the essence of love, is giving.